Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, everyone. It is Red Men News. It's Wednesday. We are on the countdown to kickoff. Genk versus Liverpool is later this evening, but there's plenty of things to be talking about in the wider Liverpool world as well. We're going to get onto some team news a little bit later on. We've got some stuff on the contract situations with Adam Lallana and James Milner, and a fantastic flight of fancy with regards to transfer news, which comes from an old-school Liverpool source.
Let's call it that.
Anyway, I'm your host, Paul Mayton. I'm joined by Ross Chanley for this one. We are brought to you in partnership with The Athletic. There's a fantastic offer for all of our viewers running right now. We go to theathletic.co.uk/RMTV60. That's all lowercase and the numbers, RMTV60. And get 60% off your yearly subscription fee. It is a flash sale, so get it while you can. And you gain access to the full Athletic website and app, where you see writing from the likes of James Pearce, Simon Hughes, Dan Taylor, Michael Cox, some of the best sports writers on the planet right now, covering not just Liverpool, but the entire Premier League and, you know, the wider footballing world as well. I mean, no one really cares about that stuff, but some people do, apparently. But we care about football, we care about Liverpool, and Liverpool are exceptionally well covered on the Athletic app. So yeah, head over there. And we will do that just right now because there's a comment piece here on Lallana's future. So this is likely to be Lallana's final season at Liverpool. He deserves to go out with a bang, by James Pearce. And if he talks about the reaction to him scoring the goal at the weekend. There's a wonderful little quote in here from Andy Robertson. In the changing room before games, Adam's one of the loudest. He could easily be quiet as he's on the bench and not playing. The way he's conducted himself, he's a top professional. He's been unbelievable this season in training, and we're all absolutely delighted for him that he got his goal. And you were saying, Ross, there's a bit where he talks about the contract situation as well.
Yeah, I think it's just there. So the future for Lallana is uncertain. His contract runs out next summer, and so far there's been no offer for an extension. The Athletic understands that Liverpool do intend to make an attempt to keep him beyond 2020, but it's only set to be on a short-term extension put on the table. And someone took this yesterday, and I think they misquoted it. So I think they said they're going to offer him they weren't going to offer a new contract, and James Pearce came out and said, actually, they are doing short term, but there's more like to be better offers from other clubs that are kind of going to want to. Again, it goes on to say that he turns 32 soon. I get if he's offered a new contract, I know people's heads might fall off because it does work when he starts a game or when he comes on and, you know, he shows he's still capable of doing something. But I think from a business perspective, you're protecting his contract, then you're putting his value up, because I said it before the Man United game, he can still do a job for people, and it's frustrating for us because he was so good and he was so influential for Klopp's sides. Yeah. You know, 2-3 seasons ago, you know, it's not like he doesn't want to play, he's just been hindered by injuries because he does 90-yard Cruyff turns every game.
Yeah.
But he can still do a job for someone else.
He's a good player though, isn't he, Ross? Yeah. And it baffles me. I think there's a lot of people who jump on the "I don't like Adam Lallana" bandwagon. These are probably people who aren't allowed to say it about Jordan Henderson anymore because he lifted the European Cup. Yeah. And I think he tells me how good Liverpool's squad quality is. But I think we've just done this actually in depth on the Red Men News Roundup show, which is on the redmentv.com. We'll be out this afternoon, so we can't go too much into depth on that. You can go check that out, of course. But I think by the time you're saying it, come January 1st, you can negotiate a pre-contract agreement with overseas clubs. Obviously, Europe, Serie A is name-checked in there. I think he'll have a good idea of where he stands by January.
Yeah.
I think the Liverpool squad is far better for having Lallana, and I think that's why I think the Robertson quote is important. It's not just what he brings on the pitch, because look, his playing time has been significantly limited in the last couple of years, but he's a guy who he's a captain. And there'll be people who roll their eyes at that, fine, but he is, he's captained football teams in the past. He's a natural leader of men in that regard. He's a big talker and he's an important character to have around. So yeah, we'll have to see what happens with this.
There's another segment on there which says the camaraderie between people, like he's gone through loads of injuries and there's like a tight-knit group between obviously himself, Chamberlain, Milner and Trent and seeing people through. But you know, it's the same as James Milner. Like, you know, he's got that experience and knowledge about him. And I know I said this before, like we've always complained we don't have a squad, we've got one. And evoke, like you just said, that they've got the different abilities. It doesn't have to be a squad that you can use on the pitch. It's people that can lead, mm-hmm. you know, behind the scenes that we don't see and we take for granted.
100%. Paul Gorst of the Liverpool Echo is talking about James Milner's situation. Obviously, Milner and Klopp did the pre-match press conference yesterday, and he talks about a whole host of things as old Millie. But on his contract, he says, there has been talks. Hopefully, it gets resolved and I will keep playing football for as long as I can. Good. There was a little bit of a Gary Lineker got a little rise out of him, didn't he? Pre-international break after the Leicester game, when he said like, "Oh, you know, international break time to get your contract sorted," and he had a bit of a wry smile about it. He's another one for me, and I think the case is made easier, but for Milner, because you can see, because he's fit and he's there, and you can tangibly see what he brings to the side in a whole host of positions. It's another no-brainer for me. I don't think, you know, I think Liverpool are getting to a situation, and we're seeing it now, Ross, where, look, he's not going to be, when everyone's fit, he's probably not going to start games. You know, when you know, if you've got one game a week, and that's your big game, Milner doesn't start that match for you, but you need to have lads who are capable of dropping in at any point during the season and not damaging what you're doing on the field. Milner, I think I said the other week, I'd let Milner retire at Liverpool.
Yeah, and go on to coaching role as well. It's not just that as well. I think the fact that you have that, but you need someone willing in your team to be able to kind of, not settle for it, but kind of be happy with that. You know, he knows his role at Liverpool, he knows he's getting on a bit, but, you know, he brings so much in terms of the back of house stuff, like, you know, Adam Lallana does, but, you know, he can shove him in at left back. Robson gets injured, he's there. Right back, he's there. Yeah. Midfield, he's there. I was quite surprised he didn't start against Man United because he had that break, whereas Jordan Henderson didn't. But even when he comes onto the pitch, you know, we've seen it before when we play PSG, you know, putting a reducer on Neymar, don't you need that in some, you need it in some games, don't you?
Yeah.
In fact, I think it was lacking for Manchester United, but like you said, he brings so much and he has that experience that no one else has got, and you know, he's won loads of stuff.
Yeah, well, looking at the Liverpool official website, got some team news there. Trent Alexander-Arnold, who has a virus, and John Matip with a knee problem, were not part of the travelling squad that's headed over to Genk for tonight's game. Mohamed Salah was, though. So thanks to everyone who was watching the training session yesterday. It was Twitter was messaging in updates in the comment section and what have you. But good. I mean, mention the Salah stuff. You know, if he's fit, he's going to play every game for Liverpool. It's actually, I mean, I'm glad the Trent stuff is just the virus.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't want to see him have an injury. But it's also a good opportunity. Again, we talk about squad depth. Lovren having had some game time recently. This is why it's useful.
Yeah.
Because you're now not bringing Lovren in out of the cold for an important game all of a sudden. And look, you know, I think Liverpool are a much better side with Trent in there just because of the quality he brings on the front foot. But having someone like Joe Gomez in the side, you know, he needs games.
Yeah.
And this is a big opportunity for him just to get himself back up to speed.
Yeah, you know, it's, again, it comes back to the squad depth that we've got. You know, I'm happy if Lovren and Gomez come in, or if you know, said before, if Milner comes in right back, I'm pretty sound with that. You know, we've got Arsenal in the cup next week. You think some of them might get a game there. But then, like you said, you've got a massive chunk in November, December, where you want people to be up to speed, not just chuck them in the deep end. The other interesting thing as well, Rhian Brewster hasn't been named in the team that's in the under-19s that are currently playing in about 15 minutes. Uh-huh. He's got over the squad, so he might get in there.
You'd imagine he'll be on the bench, wouldn't you, or very, very close to it, certainly. But yeah, interesting chance for Dejan Lovren, an interesting chance for Joe Gomez as well. Right, we're going to move on. We're going to talk about Naby Keita, and we're going to talk about Jadon Sancho in a moment. But just a reminder, tonight is the night. Head to ctickets.com, type in Red Men. There we go. Apologies to audio listeners, you've missed a great visual gag there. But yeah, tickets are just £5. It's £5.50 we just charge or whatever the hell they put on these websites. But all of the proceeds from that, the £5, will be getting donated to the Liverpool food banks. We have a very, very special guest who's just confirmed as well. Alan Kennedy apparently is going to be on the show. Yeah, Chris comes in and goes, Alan Kennedy's confirmed. I was like, great, I hadn't even realised we'd asked them. So yeah, it's going to be... we're going to do the live pre-match show, which is going to be right now. The lineup, and get on this, is Paul Machin, me, Chris Pajak, me dad, John Machin, and Alan Kennedy. And Steve Hoare as well, to kick things off potentially. Yeah, it's all going to go off. Big time. Then we've got live music, playing some of the greatest Liverpool hits. We're going to have a big sing-song. Then the match is going to be on. I think it's 8 big screens around the venue. Then there's going to be some more music at halftime. There's going to be our usual raft of post-match content we're going to be recording in there full-time and some more live music. We're going to have time to hang out with you guys, have a chill and a chat and a bevy and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, going to be very, very good. As I say, it's just £5. The last few tickets are available now. We're going to take these off sale probably in the next hour, just so we can start preparations because we're going to head into town and get set up and what have you. But yeah, if you're not sure, if you're hanging around Liverpool or the slightly wider areas of the northwest, you're thinking, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to sit on the couch? Don't sit on the couch. Come and sit on a chair in a bar in Liverpool and have a laugh with us. It's going to be good fun.
Sing some songs, get smashed. Meet Alan Kennedy.
Drink responsibly. And I'm not sure whether you're more excited about meeting Alan Kennedy or my dad. But you've got both options. You don't have to choose. So yeah, head to ctickets.com, type in Rem and get there, or the link will be in the description underneath.
Should I use John Machen's coin for the social promotions or Alan Kennedy?
I think do both. I think we'd be surprised. I think more of our audience probably care about my dad than more than Alan Kennedy, which is funny, really. Anyway, Jürgen Klopp's been asked about Naby Keita. We're heading over to goal.com for this one, obviously post press conference kind of stuff. And there's been some really interesting stuff. I think Klopp's big. Klopp and Pep Linders have bigged up Naby a lot recently, in recent weeks. And he was asked, he said he will start soon. I don't know when he will start, but Naby is 1.5 weeks in full training. It's not a lot, but he looks good in training, really good. They all look good in training. That's why we made the change we made at Old Trafford, because we really knew they could have an impact. I was really happy. It was the best news of the whole day. Not the result of the goal we scored, which was nice, but that these three guys, obviously talking about Ox and Lallana as well, who are very important players for us in a moment when it's not easy to have rhythm or get rhythm, could perform like this in a game.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
He just needs a run of games, doesn't he, Ross?
Yeah, it's just more frustration. I think, you know, we're starting this conversation 12 months after we had it. You know, we watched him for Leipzig. We saw a little glimpse of him. We've seen glimpses of him in a Liverpool shirt about how good he can be. And again, at Manchester United, I think you get to the point where I don't think Liverpool have been at their best at all this season so far. And you think one of the people that can make that click, as we saw, is Naby Keita. And we have that industrious midfield, or even the Brexit midfield, like people call it. And people are crying out for that creative midfielder. I don't think it's necessary in all the games, but like the ones at the weekend with Manchester United, and the full-backs get taken out of your creativity. You're crying out for, you know, a Chamberlain who's had an injury, Naby Keita who's had an injury. And, you know,
we talk about it all the time. Fabinho's our best DM. Yeah. But in games when you're dominating the ball, he's not... You don't need him to be a brilliant DM. You actually need him to be a little bit more creative and a little bit have a bit more drive on the ball. Jordan Henderson engaged. You know, his physicality is vitally important. He's got good delivery, etc. He doesn't score enough goals. Milner's got creativity. You know, broke the record for assists in the Champions League season a couple of years ago. Gini Wijnaldum scores important goals, but doesn't score loads of goals.
Holland.
Yeah, exactly. But we've got they're functional. And I don't mean that to damn them with faint praise.
Well,
but they are very useful component of how our team is formed. round. But to varying degrees and also in slightly different ways, Keita, Ox, and Lallana are more, those three are more similar to each other than, and in the same way that the other three are quite similar to each other. They're flair players. They love being on the ball. They love running with the ball. They love dribbling past people. They want to be higher up the pitch. And so, yeah, having these lads, we need to get, I think there's a real space. And we've just, my feeling is we're going to see one of Ox and one or both of Ox and Keita far more regularly because I think we've had to play off midfield as a function of what we've had available to us. Keita's been in and out. Oxlade-Chamberlain missed an entire season. Lallana's struggled for fitness as well, so we've had to create a team without them. But I think this is now, hopefully, is the time because we're going to need to go up a gear, because you're right, we've been average at times but successful. This is the time last season when we had to change formation. We had to try and eke a few more goals off because this is the season now. This is the audible. This isn't fun. This is the grind of the season we're entering now. It's two games a week. It's dead hard. Every game matters. You're going to need to have different ways of winning football matches. So if Naby Keita can do that, fingers crossed he can do that, it could be a very good addition indeed.
Got the World Club Cup Championship to chuck in there as well.
Absolutely. There's lots and lots of games to play. There's plenty of opportunity for all these lads to prove the way to Liverpool. Right, you've all come here for this, surely. The Jadon Sancho stuff, I mean, this isn't coming from a journo. This isn't coming from his agent or the player or the Nike rep who sat waiting patiently in a courtroom somewhere. According to Liverpool, former Liverpool midfielder Dietmar Hamann, Liverpool, and I'll read the direct quote. He says, "What I hear is that Liverpool have great interest in Jadon Sancho." He told this to Sky Germany. "I would imagine that next summer they could become one of the biggest interested parties." Great.
Nice one. Yeah, nothing that we didn't already know. You want Liverpool to be on the, you know, the lookout for these sorts of players up and coming. I think he just go on to say he's not sure whether it happened because obviously, you know, I think City might have a buyback clause in there, or, you know, he's from there originally, so, you know, that chances of getting him are significantly reduced. But I think Liverpool have to start looking forward to, I don't know if people have said this and kind of dismissed it, of the age of the front three that we've got now, or even just having backups for them. Mm-hmm. You know, making forward moving, thinking forward, and thinking in 2-3 years' time, you know, what is the answer? You know, we're looking at now, you know, we said this on Monday, I think, you know, I don't disregard Divock Origi, but he's not Sadio Mane on that left-hand side. He's not Mohamed Salah. You know, we want, I'd like player. Yeah. We can come in and do that.
We've got cover in so much, but the thing is, we've got lads who can do the job. No one's ever going to be, it's going to be very hard to buy someone up to the level of Mane, Salah, Firmino, because they are best in the world at what they do, kind of type players. But at the moment, you know, between Brewster and Origi, they're both naturally centre forwards. Origi can do a job off the left because he's fast and he's got good control and he's all right to cutting in and having a shot. So he kind of fulfills a base function that you're looking for on that side. We don't know what Brewster is yet because he's not played enough football for us. And then you're looking at the lads who are wingers you can cover: Oxlade-Chamberlain, Shaqiri. I think Shaqiri's got the all-round football quality, but he's a little bit smaller, maybe doesn't score enough goals. Chamberlain, I think there's no accident that, like Lallana, we got better out of him dropping him back a row into the midfield because he's brilliant for a midfielder, but maybe not quite clinical enough to be in the front three. So someone like Sancho, I think, is if you want to tick all the boxes that you require for Liverpool, so it's like pacey, direct, scores goals, assists, room to develop, English, all these things that are going to be important towards building a squad. Yeah, he should be Liverpool's number one target.
Something else that's not also a reputable source, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Genie Wijnaldum liked a tweet from Mbappe last night. So,
oh, darn Mbappe 2020 and all that good stuff. Tom, you got some comments for us?
I do. Quite a few on Sancho, as you'd imagine, but a few super chats to kick it off. Ben Pryor with a blue super chat says, "Will Ben Kelly be at the live show today?"
He isn't he? Yeah, Ben's going to the live show later. Yeah, absolutely.
And then SM Fabworld gives us £5. He says, "I can't make the live show tonight, but this is my contribution towards the food bank."
Oh, thanks, mate.
Amazing. Yeah, making up to that, Ross.
Yeah. Thank you very much to all that. Like you say, the tickets, prices we're going to donate to the cost of all the tickets. Subscribe us to redmentv.com. It's free to get in, but if you then want to make a donation on the night, we'll tell you it all up and we'll hand it over at the weekend as well. So, yeah, please do get involved with that. Sancho stuff then, Tom.
Yes, quite a few. Let's see. Kyron Mitchell says, "I think getting Sancho is the club's way of preparing for one of the front three potentially leaving. We'd never spend so much on a player just to leave him on the bench."
I don't think, yes. But my strong feeling is that I don't think it will be a one-in, one-out situation this summer. Or if it is, it might be a Rigi out and him in and you upgrade big time, because with one eye on the future, as mentioned on the Reds News Roundup show, again, it's out later this afternoon on the redmentv.com, you've got to prepare. And I think we've got maybe, I think we will let one of our forward line go in the next two seasons.
Yeah.
And you keep a few. You just do it again. Just do what Barcelona does. Keep the best of the best. Keep the most physically robust. Keep the ones for whom there isn't a significant drop off. And you just change one every couple of years. You bring a young lad in who's ready to be the next.
There's also, like you've mentioned there, a lot of football to be played. It's not like he's just going to be sat on the bench for the whole time. It's going to be like, you know, he's playing two games a week for most of the season.
Well, look how much footy David Origi's played already.
Yeah.
That could be Jadon Sancho, and I don't think there'd be, particularly for a year when he's still a young player. And look, with the greatest respect to Dortmund, who are a fantastic team, it'll depend on what Liverpool do this season. But if Liverpool win a big piece of silverware, or even win a couple of bits of pieces, or even just come very close to the top end, semi-finals, yeah, top end of the Premier League, that they are, it would represent a step up, yeah, for him. So, you know, he'll come in, you'll have to learn the ropes and whatever. So I wouldn't worry too much about it from that regard.
Football fan says, no chance, Sancho, costs way too much. Dortmund will want over 100 mil and we're not a club known for that.
What Liverpool have done over the years, they've redefined what we understand about them, yeah, time and time again. Every time, like, we weren't a club that we were going to spend £75 million on Virgil van Dijk. We weren't going to spend £70 million on a goalkeeper doing this and that. You know, there was, for the longest time, Andy Carroll was our record transfer, and that stayed for ages. Yeah. And then basically in the summer, we bought three or four players who all cost more than that in one hit. And when you consider, like, you know, the way football's gone, that was a lot for Liverpool to invest. So, agreed. And this is based on past things. I'm right. I don't know that Liverpool would. But we were also building in that period.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, I think Liverpool are in a position now where next summer you let a couple of players go, plus you've got a little bit of a war chest saved up anyway. I think Liverpool will go big.
You said war chest in October.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Liverpool are going to be lacking dough if they need dough. And we're also in a position where you need to, if you want to maintain, I don't think they'll be speculating on £10 million lads. I think they'll go on. They're finally able to have. They'll have the financial clout and do exactly what they did with Virgil, but they'll do it at the top end of the pitch.
Do you want to sustain what they've got, don't they? And that's buying the best. Like you said, the previous people that we've got on board have been the best in their field and in that position. I think you have to. And I think it's always a statement that it tends to other people. And if the premium is £100 million, that's what you have to pay. Otherwise, you go down the route, what you said, and get someone for £20 million who isn't the same, or is like quote Mark Lawrence, like a B-Tech Sancho or something, mm-hmm, like that. You don't want that. Liverpool don't shop in that caliber of player anymore. We didn't buy anyone last summer. You have to see what we do when we sell people. We sold quite a few last summer as well. And then what becomes the Nike deal? And that means in terms of Jadon Sancho, in terms of monetary value from the Nike deal that goes through. It goes through the roof, which gives you more money to go and spend on
potentially. Yeah, I wouldn't. It's just one of those things. You're right. There's not loads of evidence there, but there's enough mounting evidence to suggest that Liverpool could well do something. But, you know, we could equally be sat here this time of year, in a year's time, and Liverpool have put no one again. But then that could be because Brian Brewster's class. Anyway, look, we're going to wrap that up there. Thank you very much for your comments and especially for your super chats. Please do go into ctickets.com. Come and hang out with us tonight. We're going to take those off sale. Let's see what time is it now. It's just nearly 1 o'clock. We'll take them off sale at 2. So if you're going to get your tickets, get them in now and come and hang out with us tonight from 6 p.m. in Liverpool City Centre for the Gent game. Other than that, thank you very much to theathletic.co.uk for partnering with us for this week on the Redmen News Channel. Go to theathletic.co.uk /RMTV, all lowercase, 6-0, that's easy for me to say, to get you 60% off your yearly fee via their flash sale. We shall be back here with more Redmen News tomorrow.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety.